Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Minerva?
Who? No, ma'am. You got
Oh,
the
that's
wrong
right.
number.
Oh, that's all right. Are you a registered voter in the South of Texas?
Yes.
All right. Would be a yes. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
Willing, I will go.
I'm sorry, what was that?
God willing, I'll go.
Oh, all right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
I'm in Brownsville, Texas.
Oh no, what year were you born in?
I'm sorry, 1940.
Oh, it's all right, don't worry. All right, 1940. What is your race?
Excuse me?
What is your race?
Is that what you're talking about, lady?
No, I'm talking about what is your race? Like, are you white? Are
White.
you? All right, white.
I'm white.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm a Latino.
All right. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, I'm not a Republican. I'm a diabetic.
All right.
You know, you understood me.
Yeah, a
I'm a
Democrat.
diabetic. Well, I am a diabetic.
Okay. All right. So for this question then, would you say that you voted for Democrat Joe Biden? Or maybe you didn't vote, or you voted for another candidate?
No, I'm a Democrat and I'll stay Democrat, ma'am.
All right, so but in the 2020 presidential election, like back then in that election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden then, or did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, or did you vote
No,
for another candidate?
I'll vote as a Democrat.
All right, and thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate, or would you be voting for the Republican candidate in your
No,
district?
a Democrat.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and then 50 is neutral. You can use any
Let me.
number.
I'm like a 98.
Oh, all right.
I
Well, I'm
consider
gonna.
myself more or less a 98.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna give you a list of people, and if you could rate how you feel towards them. For example, the first person I'm gonna give you is Donald Trump, and then you can say how much you like him on a scale of 0 to 100. 0 basically being like, oh, you do not like him at all, and 100 being that you do like him.
Yes, 100.
You would give Donald Trump a 100?
Ma'am? Yes, I said 100.
Oh, all right. What about Ted Cruz?
I don't know too much about him, so I wouldn't say anything.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
He's okay. That's all I can say.
Okay. So what rating would you say that you would give him of 0 to 100? Again, 0 being like you don't like him, or very cold, unfavorable feeling, and then 100 being.
No, I'll go 100 because, I mean, to me they haven't done anything to me, but I vote and I'm happy with who I vote all the time.
All right. For the next one, how do you feel about Greg Abbott?
Excuse me, I can hear you, ma'am.
Oh, what is your opinion on Greg Abbott? Well, I'm just going to scale of 0 to
No
100.
comment. No
All
comment.
right. What do you think about Morgan LaMantia?
She's okay.
Okay, so what rating would you give him maybe then?
Don't know, man, but I would say like an 85.
85. All right, that's totally okay. And what about Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know.
Hinojosa. All right.
The one in McAllen? She's in the valley.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know. I'm just kind of required to read verbatim, so I truly only know what's on this survey.
Okay, I would say he's okay.
All
Because
right, so.
he's from the valley, he's from McAllen.
Okay, so what rating would you give him maybe then?
Yeah.
So, in kind of like numbers, what rating would you say
okay,
you
would give him? Okay, I would give him like a 95.
95, all right. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Can I answer that question?
All right. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
She's doing so-so.
All right. So would you say maybe you somewhat approve or you somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, ma'am. I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life.
All right. So would you say that you would vote for a Democrat Joe Biden?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were a Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
For the Democrat.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
No, I'll go for I'll vote Democrat all the way, ma'am.
All right. Well, I kind of have to, like, still give you the questions, though, because I'm not allowed to just kind of just put any answer.
Okay.
So then the other one is, if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote for?
I'll go for the Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
No, LaMantia.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for governor and Texas State Legislature. And for each one, if you could indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, that would either be, is it a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and state and Texas State Legislature. So the first problem is...
The second one.
Oh, all right. Well, the first problem is supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Would you say that you think this is a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all?
Medium.
All right. The next one is supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
I wish they would do it all the way.
All right. So would you say that's a high priority then, maybe?
Yeah, it's a high.
All right. What about reforming border policy?
Medium.
Okay. Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Oh, ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
I would like to have that.
All right. So would that be a high priority?
Yes.
Okay. And supporting South Texas small businesses.
Medium.
All right. So now thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for state legislature, and after each, if you could please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this candidate. So the first one is a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat more likely.
I would support him. I live on the border.
All right. So would that be maybe much more likely?
Yes.
Somewhat more
likely. Yes.
All right. The next one is a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. Would you say this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Some.
Somewhat?
Yes.
All right. Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Some. Some more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Some more likely.
All right. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ+ community.
I'm not going to vote for that one because I don't know.
Oh, all right. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
I'll say no.
All right. Do you use WhatsApp?
Huh?
Do you use WhatsApp?
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Oh, do you use WhatsApp?
No.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
No, ma'am, I'm a Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very Democrat.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal?
Go, Shadow. Go, 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 my dog.
Don't worry. Would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm conservative.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Like what?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Oh, that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Oh,
I'm 84 years old, ma'am.
Okay. And just finally, strictly for verification purposes, am I speaking with Minerva?
No.
All right. Well, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Enedina Cantu.
That would be Enedina
Cantu. E-N-E-D-I-N-A.
Okay, uh-huh. Enedina. And Cantu, is it C-A-N-T-U?
Yes.
All right. Oh, that's a really pretty name, by the way, Enedina.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So, could I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study?
No, not at the present time, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Oh, all right. Don't worry. Well, thank you so much for your time.
I just lost my husband, so I don't want to get involved in anything.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. I hope you have a good day.